At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's the Brett Mega Show, and we appreciate you listening every single day. We appreciate you sharing your lives with us and us being able to share our lives with you. And Kevin has bravely shared something I think a lot of parents deal with, and that's with kids with anxiety. My wife's a mental health therapist. She's a play therapist for kids. And my wife is working very limited right now, but she could work for the rest of her life. That's how strong and how many kids are dealing with anxiety. That's how strong the feelings are, the emotions are, and the trauma that our children are dealing with. And Kevin has opened up about his son, who is a teenager, dealing with anxiety.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where he started missing out for himself. He started missing things that he really enjoyed because the fear became crippling. And we kind of discovered last week at his therapy appointment that it's more of a fear of perfection. He doesn't want to let himself down, or he doesn't want to make mistakes. And you're 14. You're going to make mistakes. And I think that he's kind of starting to understand that a little bit. But because of this anxiety, he missed his entire marching band camp for the summer.
And this is something he loves to do.
He loves it. He plays the saxophone. He's amazing at it.
You've bragged so much as a dad of how impressed you are about his ability to pick up any instrument and just learn it, know it.
And the anxiety with missing this camp, he wasn't even touching his instrument. He wasn't messing around with music. And he loves to play the saxophone, plays the piano, who even dabble in the guitar. And he just likes and enjoys it. And he just wasn't enjoying himself. So we got his medicine increased because he's bigger than me now. And it's like we thought, okay, maybe that was it. Some of the medicine wasn't doing the trick. And he went back to his therapist. And it helped out a ton. He had a mini camp the other day because they're training to march in the county fair, and that's happening soon, and it's they got to practice. And he went back and he had an amazing time.
I remember Kevin during the show was like, I hope he goes.
Yes.
In the middle of the show, I was waiting for an update. He's like, he's on his way.
This is great. And it's a great feeling because that's what we needed him to feel. He needed to, because it was like he just didn't want to go. He didn't want to go to fail. But it was like, even his therapist said, just get out of the car. Just go. If you don't have a good time, you don't have to go back. But you have to go to give it a shot. Otherwise, you'll never know. And then there's always going to be that massive regret. And I just want my son to be happy. And it looks like he's over this hump. I'm sure there'll be more battles. I'm sure that when we actually have to perform in the county fair, that's going to be a little nerve-wracking. But I think this is the first step to just building his confidence to get back in the fact that, hey, you can do this. You love to do this. Please do this because we don't want you to miss out.
I think that we are lying to ourselves and don't really understand the complexity of mental health, that it wasn't prevalent when our parents were kids or when we, or our parents.
It's not
parents.
A generational
thing. Yeah, it's not like new. But I do think one of the things that is higher and heightened is this pressure with society. And maybe it's because of social media that it is at an all-time high. So we've all dealt with anxiety, but I think anxiety for kids are at an all-time high. And there was this weird trend about being a 90s kid and just enjoying summer. And I'm like, isn't that what summer's supposed to be about? Mm-hmm. But it's not for kids. For some reason, just the fact of going out and playing sports or playing in a band has been lost for whatever reason. And a lot of it's probably because of social media or whatever stresses it have caused us. And it's harder and harder for kids to be kids more than ever. And all we really want for our kids is to be a kid for as long as they possibly can and enjoy all the beautiful things that life has to offer.
Right. Yeah. And this is, as I said, another step towards that, because, I just don't want my son to miss out on something that he's so good at. And, I know we're not done with this battle. It's unfortunately going to be probably a lifelong battle. But I can't say enough thank yous to those that have helped him get to this level. And we share these stories because I know my son's not the only one going through it.
100%.
No, as someone with anxiety, Kevin, the number one thing that I feel like helps me and can help really anyone with anxiety is to feel like they are supported. And I know that you are doing everything in your power to support your son. I hope Jackson knows that he has us here on the Brett Mega Show to help him with whatever he needs. Our listeners are here in support of him. Anxiety is not something that's like stagnant or necessarily can go away with the snap of a finger, but I really am glad to hear that he made progress and the fact that he went to his mini camp. And I hope, you know, his journey gets easier.
I'm glad you guys are here because I don't know if I can take Thunderstruck another night
on the saxophone.
Hey, that's awesome that he can do.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. And we continue to keep following Jackson's journey and everyone's journey because we're all a big part of this big Brett Mega Show family.